It is Monday on Daily Delivery. Michael Rand here, Patrick Royce with me as well. A lot to get to today, Patrick. You know, it's March. We always say that, but lots going on. Lots of snow. You guys probably hear my voice. I sound terrible. The whole house is sick, but we're pushing through, Patrick. We're pushing through it. We're going to talk a lot of stuff, a little hockey, a little baseball, but we got to start with basketball because it is that time of year. All the levels of basketball are interesting right now, Patrick.
Yes, starting with our Wolfies last night. That's a nice win. Golden State came out and the boys weren't doing much of anything, got themselves down again, and then came back in the fourth quarter. Ant took an idiotic shot again in the fourth quarter, right in late, and didn't make it. He's been making those lately, but they pulled it out then. And, you know, this whole playing without injured guys might have helped our guy McDaniels. He's doing a little more offensively.
Yes.
You know, he's not a go-to guy, but it looks like he's not standing over there in the corner pouting, doing nothing like he was doing for weeks after weeks. So that's helped a little bit, to say the least. And having Rudy back, they don't win that game, obviously, without having him back. So you wonder about Rudy's injuries. If it was like they just fined me $100,000 and we're playing in Utah, if he just decided to take a couple of games off, I don't know. But anyway, they gained a game on Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City had one of their few stinkeroos. The superstar got like, he was about, you know, he got like 16 points, and they were, Chet Holmgren was 1 out of 10, and they played a stinker last night and got hammered. And so they're, the Wolves are one behind them in the loss. The Wolves got one more loss than them, two more losses than Denver.
One more loss than Denver. They're one behind Denver and half a game.
Oh, I thought they were two.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
But,
I just looked it up. That's the only reason I know why. Go on.
Okay. I looked last night. They might not have put the new ones in yet. But I don't know, though. I've been saying all the time, I don't want to be four to have to play the Pelicans, but then you get to play the Suns if you're three. So not sure I want that anyway. It's two would sure be fun. Playing two, and then I'll take whoever comes out of that. I'd take Golden State and the Lakers and everybody else out of that before I'd take either the Pelicans or the Suns. I still think the Suns with Durant and Beal's back now, that would be a tough handle. But it's first round's not going to be easy no matter who you play. But They can, maybe Oklahoma City can hit a little snag here and they can get to two. I would prefer to be two than to play the Pelicans. The Pelicans are they're tough.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah,
and as long as Williamson's healthy, they're going to be tough to handle.
No, Pelicans are gaining on the Clippers. They're only a half game behind the Clippers for four now. And the Wolves are pretty well clear of those teams. They're about 4.5, 5 up against those guys. So, you know, as long as nothing catastrophic happens, and, you know, this is the Wolves, so you never know. But as long as that doesn't happen, they should be secure in the top three at least. But you're right. It's like, you know, it's matchups. You're right. It's going to be a hard first round series no matter what. It's not like those, you know, there's some years, and look at the East. Like, there's some bad teams that are going to make it in the East, or at least be in the play-in in the East. And it's like the years of being able to kind of coast through the first round, that is not not what they're looking at here. It's going to be either a veteran team with stars who have won championships, or, you know, good athletic teams with good players. There's no easy out there at all.
No, and you're right, the Clips are slipping a little bit. They had their good run, but you know, Kawhi and Paul George, you never know when they're going to play, when they're not going to play. They're just, you know, Kawhi can sprain a toenail and take two games off. And he's not exactly always a great player, but he's not exactly a warrior.
No.
And, it is tough, but Denver has kind of separated itself as the team you don't want any part of right now. Right. I mean, there's no way they'll have to play them in the first round, but, It would be nice to be two, and you could avoid him in the second round too. But But they're starting to look like you can't do anything with the monster, man. You can't do anything with that guy. He's
No,
just
he is so good.
incredible. Yeah, he is. And that looks good. But yeah, boy, I didn't go to the game last night, but snow or not, that place sounded like it was jumping in the fourth quarter,
Yeah.
man. Their attendance this year's been fantastic. They did a lot of ticket deals early in the season to get people there. And if you bought a hamburger at Arby's, you got in for $1 or something for quite some time. But they got families involved, and they got you get to see families come to the game now, and it's been pretty much sold out. Most games are close to sold out, 18,000, and it's getting those families, as the Wild can tell you, that's not a bad idea.
No, it's a 20-year business model over in St. Paul.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, yeah, it was that was a nice win for him for sure.
Well, and we just, we worry about matchups, we talk about that, but that's, these are problems that they have not had to deal with in past years. They've had to deal with who are they going to get in the lottery? Do they have three good players that they could possibly stick on the court at the same time, let alone five, let alone any kind of depth? And that's been the pretty impressive thing. I mean, they lose Cat, and you're like, okay, what's going to happen? And they lost two of their first three without Cat, I think. And I think they're 6-5-1 since then, something like that. They've been, their three losses without Cat have been like at Cleveland, and then a back to back against somebody else, and then a back to back against, Denver. Like they're 6-3 without him. They've been pretty good without him. Like last year, this doesn't look like the same team that, had the dysfunction at all last year when Cat was missing so long. They can withstand that just because Gobert has been so much better, because Ant has taken a step, because they just have better depth, and Naz has taken another step. They're just much better.
It's been revised too the last 10 days or so. Conley, you thought Conley was, he
Yes.
had that zero, he got that game where he didn't score, and you thought, man, he's got to be wearing down. And he's been making shots, he's been playing
Yes.
great, and they're getting McLaughlin a little time, plus the other guy.
Plus, Kyle Anderson's been all right too.
Anderson's been usable, and he's still not going to score points, but he's getting a little more like he was last year. So, yeah, the only thing I'm upset about is they don't give Luka 8 minutes a game.
No.
Luka saved him there for two, three games.
Right.
He's anti-Luka. I don't know why. He does not like using his bench, though, man. If he goes nine deep, they gave Warren a look. I don't
Yeah.
know if they're gonna. I don't know if he's going to get signed to you. It doesn't seem like it seems like the last couple of games he's getting kind of phased out there too. So they gave him a, they were trying to see if he could help him come in and shoot the three, but
Right.
he hasn't done that. But I don't know. They might end up signing him. Who knows? But
Yeah.
again, they're nine guys. When he plays nine, that's the max for him, Finchie. But that's okay. He doesn't grind them quite like Tibbs does. When Tibbs with
Right.
Jalen Brunson ought to get a player protection act against him,
Right.
and Tibbs will play him 42 at a moment's
Well,
notice to get a win. So
didn't Tibbs play somebody like 48 minutes the other night? He's got some guy that they've got on a short-term deal. I can't remember, or I don't know what it is. I just caught a glimpse of it. Let me go. I gotta find a box score now to see if I'm crazy or not. But if I feel
He
like.
was they're apparently going to renew him or something, or extend him or something, and some people are upset. And I saw defense DiVincenzo, DiVincenzo came out and defended Tibbs from any rips that he's been getting. So
42-28, they're pretty good.
yeah, they are. They had a little, they had three guys hurt, but they're getting healthy. They got the other center back too. Robinson, I think, is off the injured list, so they got two centers now, him and Hartenstein, and they're my favorites. They are second favorite NBA team. I follow those Knicks. A Knicks Wolves final would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I don't see much
Oh, man.
possibility of anybody beating Boston, however. So
It's Miles McBride, who could barely get off the bench for most of the year,
yes, right.
played 47 minutes last Monday, What, they
44 have
on
it
Thursday,
overtime or so?
then all 48 on Saturday against Brooklyn.
Well, Tibbs knows he's going to get his healthy guys back, so he might as well let McBride play him into the ground. What the hell? Yeah, that's great. But, yeah, it is. There's no doubt that it's just weird to be this Wolves fixated in town here. It just hasn't happened very often. And,
no, it really hasn't. It's it's kind of nice, though. It's kind of nice. Well, let's...
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's in the fact that the fans showed up and appreciated it is pretty good. And the combination of Ant and Nas, I would say, has brought the crowd. The Nas fun the other night was pretty good,
too. They
big,
love
big Nas.
Nas
heads or something.
Yes, they love the Nas. And he's, for good reason. He's a good player. He's fun. I mean, it's just... They got a good thing going for once, and it feels sustainable for once,
I was listening to the national telecast for that Nas night, and they said, boy, did they get him cheap. They were lucky. They got him for 3 years. 3 years, 72, right? 24
No, three
years.
42.
42. Oof, yeah, that's right. 3 years, 42. Yeah, they're going to have to extend him here when they straighten out their cap problem. They're going to have to.
Yeah,
give Nas a little more love because he's they can't function without him. So
no, it's still going to be an interesting off season, but they'll deal with that problem when they get there. And I think some of it'll depend on how far they go in the playoffs, and some of that's just watching that game last night though reminded me of just how fun the playoffs could be this year, how intense it's going to be. Because I mean that had kind of a playoff feel to it. I know it's not the playoffs yet. It's late March,
The Warriors are desperate, so you're playing. You're getting the Warriors' best shot.
Yes.
And Draymond's back, and that's the best the Warriors have to offer. And you beat them, so nothing to complain about.
MGM Wine and Spirits is the choice for savings, service, and a great selection of spirits, pre-mixed cocktails, wines, and of course, ice cold beers and hard seltzers. With over 30 locations throughout the Twin Cities and beyond, there's an MGM near you. Head to mgmwineandspirits.com to find a convenient location in your area. Get social. Follow MGM on Facebook and Instagram for all the latest news and trends. Make great moments with MGM Wine and Spirits, your locally owned and operated choice for over 50 years. Save time, save money. Shop MGM.
Let's talk colleges a little bit. Gopher season is over. NCAA men's tournament. It's got some good stuff in that so far. I'm trying to get into it. The women's tournament's been good too. You got the Kim Mulkey coming out in front of the Washington Post story that's apparently coming out. She went on a tirade the other day about defending her team.
She can do tirades better than anybody.
Yes.
But she's trying to cut them off at the pass and has no idea what the story's about.
Right.
But, she knows that they've talked to some players that she ran off. So but she's one of the most disgusting people I've ever been around in my life, and that goes back 20 years. So I can say that I hated her 20 years ago, and I watched her act, and she's only gotten worse and more pompous. And I can't figure out why players want to play for her, but they do. So now in the NIL. Era and with LSU, I'm sure she can pay them to put up with her nonsense. But what she got away with in the national championship game last year was a disgrace to officiating everywhere. She's running over, grabbing officials. She's screaming and hollering. And then Caitlin Clark gets a technical for not tossing the ball to the referee after a play. Why this lunatic is running up and down the sidelines the whole game. So. I can't stand her.
No.
She coached against the Gophers,
That's right.
Back when the Gophers were good. So,
yeah, Sweet 16 game?
Somebody reminded me Janet was a teammate of hers for 2 years as a player. Call Janet and say, was she as disgusting a person when you played with her? Or was she different? Does she have any redeeming qualities as a human being? I don't know. That said, the women's, we're talking about how the women, the women is more, it's more popular now than the men's game.
Yeah.
Well, the first round, the better seed went 31-1.
Yeah, it's hard.
In the women's game. Yep. It's predictable.
It still is.
And if you go through, they don't have any upsets. And, that That's the problem is the first round, the first, second, and third seeds. Now they had that stat the other day. I saw that they had the guts to reveal this on ESPN. The first, second, and third seed in the first round is since the 64 team bracket, which is 1994, I think, have lost one game total in the first round.
In the first round?
Between the first three seeds.
Wow.
The one, two, or if you're a one, two, or three, Stanford got beat by Harvard 1998. That's the only time a first, second, or third seed is lost in the first round. So,
jeez.
It's just very predictable, and that's one of their problems. Now, when you're getting down to the grind, you're getting down to the round of 16, then you're going to have some interesting games and stuff. And Caitlin hasn't played game two, so that comes tonight. But the men's tournament, I watched a little bit of it. Purdue looked good, man. And Illinois came around, but they're the only two Big Ten teams left, right? The only
I think
two
so. Made yeah, the Wisconsin Sweet 16, got knocked off right away. Northwestern got beat.
See, the Big East. Wisconsin the Big East looked terrible.
Big East is mad because they got three teams in, and all of them are in the Sweet 16 now.
But they only got three in, and in that other league, they got six in the Mountain West. I don't know how many they got left. They had two left after the first round, so I don't know. Wait, Utah State, they didn't win last night, did they? Utah State, State left and somebody else.
Utah State, did they lose to Purdue? Weren't they the Purdue?
Purdue beat them by 100. So they might have got wiped out and they had six teams going. Yeah. The seeding and that team the Gophers played last night should have been in the tournament.
Yeah, they were good.
They were 28 net.
Yeah, and the record was 29-5. I mean, they're a good team. It's
well, let me say this. The NCAA now runs the NIT, but nothing is different about the NIT because the officials are all instructed, these are the teams that we want to advance. And then now the Gophers were outclassed yesterday, and the other team was better than them. But that officiating was brutal. And you know me, I don't give the Gophers a lot of excuses.
No, you don't.
It was pathetic. They had three of them. They had one little fellow that was over there in front of Ben Johnson. He made some of the worst, stupidest calls ever. I'm surprised Johnson just was shaking his head the whole game, like, what the hell? But Indiana, Indiana State, the finals now are at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis at Butler. They want Indiana State fans to fill that place up, and they win. They beat the Gophers on merit, but the officiating was a disgrace. It was pathetic, and you can see why these guys don't get to work the NCAA tournament because they're so bad. Somebody says they might have been from the Gulf South Conference or something, but God, they were awful. They were just I don't usually get worked up at three, four bad calls, but it was, and every time they had a chance to point to Indiana State, they looked like cheerleaders. They were so happy when they got the possessions out. So it was brutal. It's the NIT though. It's always when they used to try to get the right teams to New York, the Gophers benefited from that a little.
Yes,
they got there twice. The Gophers never had to play road games back in the day in the NIT.
Right.
They always got home games. Now the attendance is so terrible.
Right.
But anyway, the season ended and it was, everybody said, well, they've only won nine games six times. And they're playing 20 conference games now instead of 18 and 16 some years way back. But the other thing, how many times have there been two games under 500 in the Big Ten? That's the question when you make that comparison. But we don't do that. It's like giving Fleck credit for nine win seasons when they're playing 13 games. That drives me crazy too. But I can't instruct the youth anymore. They just want to have their homer. They just want to have their homerific statements and don't without any context to them.
Oh. So. Man, I did. I battled. Maybe this will be a good transition in a minute. I battled on Twitter last week when I pointed out that maybe the Twins should stop trading for pitchers who immediately had to be shut down for the year, and pointed out it was, you know, Dee Sclafani is the most recent one, even if he's not the most egregious one, even if he is more or less, you know, the last person in that deal, a salary match kind of thing like that. But, you know, you had Tyler Malley before that. You had Paddock, who they knew was an injury risk when they got him. They had Dyson, yes, who they got to shut down right away after they got him after the deadline. I was like, hey, you know, Valvey's done a good job, but he's got a blind spot here for these guys. I got all sorts of people like, well, pitchers get hurt all the time. How are they supposed to know this? Like,
this guy.
Don't trade for a guy who's already hurt. Like, don't, you know, there's one thing to say a guy's got an injury history.
Here's the other thing. When you trade for them, don't tell us he's going to be the fifth starter.
Yes, yes.
You can say, we got this guy. He's a high risk. He hasn't pitched in 2 years.
Yes.
He had 3 years ago. He was good. He hasn't been good since. We're hoping maybe, you know, maybe he'll be healthy. But, you know, don't right. give us, he's our fifth starter. And let everybody, I was down there for 2 weeks in spring training saying, when people said that, you know, the other reports, I'd say, no, he is not. He's not going to pitch. He had a flexor tendon last year that's never been repaired.
Right.
So, you know, what the hell are you talking about? But Malley was the terrible one. I mean, they gave up two really good prospects.
Two guys who are contributing for the Reds right now.
Yeah,
Steer and Encarnacion Strand. Steer
is a terrific player, and the other guy is a good right-handed hitter, which they could use. But, you know, my official moment when I never listened to Twins trainers anymore came when Malley got hurt last year, and he said, he might not miss a start. Yeah, well, he missed the rest of his career, you know. He wouldn't, and then he got signed in the offseason, but
Texas, right?
He's not gonna pitch until at least the middle of the season, right?
Right.
So, you're right. Don't stop taking them, you know.
Yes,
Paddock, we're gonna say, we got Paddock. Well, yeah, but you traded pretty good people for him, and 2 years later, he hasn't pitched for you. You know,
barely.
A 2 year wipeout, basically.
I know. So, and it's
and also, by the way, he's going to be four and a third, and he's struggling a little bit. He's out of there, and it's going to be the same thing as it was 2 years ago. You're going to with Chris Archer and
Bundy, Dylan Bundy.
It's going to be the same thing it was with those guys. And now you got an injured bullpen that you're going to be putting a huge stress on. This could be a disastrous start to the season with their pitchers the way they are. With the bullpen screwed up, and who's beyond Pablo? Who's not questionable in that rotation? They're all questionable.
Yeah, I mean they got talent like Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, Chris Paddock. They could very well have, you know, functional to good seasons. Varland's a nice pitcher, but I had Phil on the other day, Phil Miller, and I was like, you know, this was asked after the DeSclafani entry, and I had to say, like, Phil, like, where if any of these next guys gets hurt, who is the next person up in the rotation? He's like hemming and hawing. This is nothing against Phil. He's just like, they still got they've still got Randy Dobnak. They've got Cole Sams. They haven't lost Dallas Keuchel's phone number. I'm like, okay, that's not good.
I had a good half hour off, you know, just BS and chat with Phil on Saturday, and we were, Simeon Woods Richardson. They talk about him. He couldn't hit 90 last year. He lost his fastball. He's throwing a little harder because he changed his arm slot, but it's still like 92. He's not a control pitcher. Then you have Brad Hedrick. They mentioned as a lefty. You were, if you got an inning out of him in a relief last year, you were happy. He was up and down. And then the Festa kid has no.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yes, he has very few innings on his track record. So, it's going to be one of those years. They're going to be really challenged. And the fact that they did nothing in spring training is okay. It's spring training, doesn't mean anything. I mean, last year Kansas City was the star team right. of spring training, and they won. They lost 104 games, but the thing is that they didn't hit. I'd like to see some hitting. They didn't hit in spring training either. So that's they definitely managed to succeed in pouring a huge amount of cold water on the fun of last fall. That's for sure.
Some of it's payroll, right? Like, I mean, a lot of it's, they're down 25, 30 million, but they, you know, they lost two good veteran pitchers. Like, you know, one really good veteran pitcher and one
I don't miss Maeda, but I'd take him this year.
You miss him a little bit, right? You miss what you knew what you were getting. The devil you know, right? It's you knew what you were going to get from him, and it was better than their sixth option this year. Let's put it that way.
Oh, God, yes. And there's no depth of there's no depth in the farm system either of pitching. No. That's the other thing. Their best lefty, Prelap, but he's coming back from Tommy John or some big surgery, and it's the people say, boy, the Twins really know how to hurt pitchers. They're all the same. Nobody's, you know. Brad Lidge, who's on the base MLB Network, who's leaving he left the BL MLB Network over the weekend, but I heard him. But he's talking about, you can't throw max, you know. You can't throw the best stuff you have every pitch and survive. Your arm can't survive. Yeah. And he said, you know, back when starters went 7-8 innings, the good ones were like Verlander is now, which was throw 92 as long as you're getting them out. And then when you really need a big out, throw 98. And he said, I mean, Duran's the most predictable injury in the history of baseball. Throwing 102, 100 right. already in spring training, he's throwing 102. Phil, again, he probably told you this, that they somebody down there told him that the secret to Duran's velocity is the thump he provides with his foot, his landing foot, and which to me ends up pulling an oblique. Right?
Yep, that's what he said on the Friday show. He said that was, you know, maybe it's not a perfect correlation, but it sure might have had an impact with that injury. So,
and 2 years later, he pitched in 17 games. He pitched 17 innings 2 years ago. Yep. 2 years in 2001. You know,
he was hurt. 21. Yeah,
21. 2021. He was hurt. So yeah, they can try to get us fired up for the season. But when you get a snowstorm in Minnesota, a week before the opener, and then you start looking at nothing really good happened in spring training except maybe Buxton.
The health of the hitters is okay.
Indicating that Buxton can play so far. But then again, if Buck comes home next week and it's 38 degrees, we get to have him out there in center field.
Right.
Well, they come home for the opener a week from Thursday. I don't know. You know, they had the luckiest weather in the history of the Twins last summer and a great schedule because they had a lot of June, July, and August games. This year, they have many fewer June, July, and August games. And we're not going to have a drought 2 years in a row. You're not going to have a perfect weather season like you had last year. So, the Twitter world and the social media world, and where they're getting beat up bad about their cheapness, is not the fan world to me. Aren't the people that go to games, but I'm going to write a column for Wednesday about the pitching, and it's not going to be optimistic. I can guarantee you that. It's not going to be optimistic. So
they are counting on the offense this year, and they're going to need it. Let's put it that way. Let's
face it. Offense is out in baseball. Yeah. Offense is it's hard to hit. Yep. It is when you're facing
everybody's best stuff all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, and then the season, because when you're up here, you know, I was in spring training for 6 years. I had a place down there, and I was down there for like the full 2 months. And when you're back here, you realize that how easy it is to get lost in the shuffle when you're the baseball team, you know?
Yeah.
all of a sudden, everybody up here is saying, "Holy cow, the season's starting already!"
Right?
That's you know, it's not. It's not. You know, it's not the big deal it used to be. That's for sure.
Got Wolves fever. You got NFL draft fever. Who are the Vikings going to take? It's going to be May before anybody's paying attention too much to this team.
Royal Credit Union's smart checking accounts offer no monthly fees and no minimum balance. Enjoy financial freedom when you open your Royal Credit Union smart checking account online at rcu.org/gochecking. Insured by NCUA.
I feel like I derailed us a little bit. I wanted to talk high school basketball and then maybe a little hockey before we get out of here. I had that natural transition to the Twins, but you wrote about the high school basketball tournament and how good the quality is right now here in Minnesota. I hadn't talked much about that. So what are you seeing? Are you just talking about?
I'm not even saying, you know, big time college prospects. I'm just saying the level of athletes that you see on these teams is, I mean, we old timers think back nostalgically to the one class days when they filled the arena. Well, it's a different planet. I mean, this kid from that's going to Miami. Did you see that dunk?
No, I missed
you see that
dunk.
One-handed dunk.
I read about it. Yeah,
Ant would have taken it. Yeah. Ant would have taken it. The kid was a 14 inches over the rim, caught it one-handed on the fly, stuffed it down, and both even even the fans of the other team, the Mankato East fans, went, "Oh man!" And then they showed it on the. We showed it on replay a couple of times, and the crowd went nuts. But there was a bunch of other plays that Grace made, and of course the. Then we get the same old. The private schools should have their own. There's no edict in the world that says the outstate teams are entitled to win a championship if they're not good enough to beat the other team. Right. Shut up. Appreciate it. Breck's getting abused because Freetag decided to spend his senior year at Breck. Well, he was leaving Bloomington Jefferson anyway, and he was going to go to California, and then he decided at the last minute to go to Breck. So what?
Right.
And you get to see I went to the Breck North sectional final. It was fantastic. It was 91-74, two teams going up and down the floor, and it was a 6-point game with 6 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And stop whining. What I always said, I was from a tiny town and I got to play a little bit, right? I said, the benefit of being in a small town is you get to play.
Right.
You know, and if you get your arse kicked by some good team from the metro area, that's okay. You got to play. Shut up.
Right.
You know, by the way, Mankato East is good. They just couldn't beat that team, but Mankato East was fine, and they weren't complaining. Their coach was fine, and it was, but what you see now in the athletic ability of these guys and the age at which they're playing, 9th and 10th graders, are playing, and that's all AAU-driven. It's all the fact that they train year-round, and they play basketball year-round. They play summer. Their AAU ball is more pressing to them than their high school ball. And then they train this guy, this kid, the dunker, is put on like 10, 12 pounds during the summer of money, of muscle. They have a guy that they, like the Tino Grace program, everybody wants them to move up. Well, what? Why? They move up and then they're not as good and they get beat. So beat them. Beat them. It's okay to beat them or shut up. You know, it's, and Breck, Breck being in 2A, that was a little bit of a, but the Lake City guys, gave them a good game. They were what? They 1 point down and had the ball in the last minute or something like that. As I said, though, Lake City was missing one little thing, a 7'3" center. They didn't have one this year. So.
Randy Brewer.
Randy Brewer. Yeah. Randy Brewer.
He would have helped. He probably would have helped.
I was maybe the first guy to go see him when he was a freshman at Lake City. I'd heard about him. I was at the St. Paul paper and went down to see him. And he put the ball in the basket by jumping 1 foot, but would stop, not really dunk it. He just kind of laid over the top of the rim because he couldn't jump at all.
Sure.
But it was, you know, and the coach, Jerry, what was Jerry's last name? Jerry was there for years, just an old, I remember Jerry sitting on a bench over there at the Civic Center with his, and he had pants that went down to about his shins because they were his suit pants, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't, but he always told the story about he was a house painter. You know, like all coaches were back then. Summer, their summer job was house painting. He sees this collection of fourth and fifth grade boys walking down the street, BSing. And one of them's a foot and a half taller than the other ones. And he climbs down the ladder he's been painting on and says, "You play basketball, son? We got to get you playing basketball." That was the discovery of Brewer. But
that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it is, we talk, you know, we got Louie and everybody, as I said in that column, telling us how great high school hockey is and how much better it is and blah, blah, blah. We don't get enough of that in basketball because it's, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, players going to division, you know, big time Division One or the NBA like the NHL do, you know, and of course you immediately go, this is the state of hockey because of the number of people that play in the NHL. Well, yes, and there's like, we have more hockey players than any other state in the country. In the country. That's why. So, but the basketball is really good right now, I think.
Well, and we've been turning out NBA players. I mean, two lottery picks in the last few years, Suggs and
you know, they played at Minnehaha Academy, and they shouldn't have been allowed to play at Minnehaha Academy. Stop your whining and appreciate good. You know, if you could beat a team like that, the players complain a lot less than the. Although the Stuartville coach was whining about the seedings.
Yeah.
And then I looked, and the team seated ahead of him that he was complaining about, one of them was Grace, and there's three teams in the bracket that beat him when they played this year. What do you – shut up. You know, play them. So what? If you – okay, you don't have to play them in the first round. You're going to end up playing them anyway. So what difference does it make? Back in the day, you know, the it just shuffled every year. There was no seeding.
Blind draw. Yeah, I remember those days.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, just play. Anyway.
So I guess a couple more things.
I saw a hell of a game in Mankato, though.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest ugly basketball games I ever saw in my life.
What was the final, like
43-42?
Yeah.
And Mankato was averaging 86 points. But they're now in the Elite Eight. The women play in the Elite Eight today in St. Joseph, Missouri, and the men play in the Elite Eight tomorrow. Okay. They're seeded number one. And if they win today, and this the team from Texas, one of the A&M's and Commerce but the A&M team down there, West A&M or something like that, is another Division II power, but they got a big Minnesota connection with the coaches and everybody down there. So
nice.
I got to explore that later today after I take my post-Randball nap. So
we'll be done here soon. Otani is supposed to talk through his presumably through a different interpreter.
He'll have a new interpreter.
I hope
the backup new interpreter.
I hope he comes out and says that that he's going to buy up all the other houses at Park Point. That's what I want to do.
That's right, something like that, and say, come out and somebody's forcing him to do this because he doesn't tell you nothing.
No.
I mean, his February 29th, he announced he was married. Even the Japanese media that covers him, he's like, huh? He's married?
Yeah.
People got mad at me in that column because I said, if she's married to him, why she have such bad seats and soul? You know, she's up there and somewhere and she's pointing at him like, is that him? Is that the guy I'm supposed to be married to? I don't trust anything about this story. No. But but the worst part of the whole thing, Mike, is that they would let a guy get $4.5 million in arrears.
Yes.
They're not gonna let somebody get unless you're Shohei Ohtani himself.
Yeah.
You're not going to let somebody get $4.5 million in arrears before you say, hey, it's time to pay up, buddy. Right. You know, so it's, and apparently, Otani and this interpreter were like, that was his inseparable guys because they were the best of friends. And so obviously he's trying to take the fall for this, but it'll be interesting.
It will be. It will be.
As I said in my column, Manfred, when I listened to Manfred's interview from Seoul on the first night, I said, he's not his usual ebullient self. Now we know why he knew this was coming. So.
Well, we'll get a taste of this, right? They come here in April, don't they?
Dodgers? Yeah, three games in April. I don't know if they're day games, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in April. You bring the Dodgers here in July, you get 42,000. Right. Bring them here, you won't get 42,000 for the three games.
No.
What a stupid schedule. God, their schedule's terrible.
Final thing, Gophers got the two seed, or they're two seed. They got the kind of the regional we thought they'd be in. They're over in Sioux Falls. They got to play the host, Omaha, and then Omaha probably would be BU if they got through that.
Did Omaha win that? No, Omaha got beat in the final, right?
They lost in there somewhere.
But they beat, I think they beat North Dakota, was a big, big upset. So, but yeah, they still a 16-team bracket, and last year they were in Fargo.
Yes.
And you thought for sure that they were just building up to winning the championship with that loaded roster. This year they're not nearly as good, but that doesn't mean they can't win it.
Well, they got the Frozen Four here.
Last time that they ended the long stretch of no championships, 2002, it was here.
Correct.
And they hadn't won one since 79.
23 years.
And now they haven't won one since 2003. So that's 20 years. They won the back to back. So if they can get home, they can get to the X, they might be able to do it. Now, the 03, that was in the X, 03.
No, 02 was in the X, 03 was in Buffalo.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, but 02 was the X. But I was, the one I always remember is 89 in the Civic Center.
The one they lost when they
when Scarry hit the post. Yeah, and I think Snuggy's dad was on that team.
He was. So was they had two guys on the team right now whose dads were on that team, Snuggerud and Pitlick.
Oh, Pitlick, yeah. Well, there's always a Pitlick on some team. There's apparently Grandma Pitlick. I got to track her down. She's a character, I guess. Okay.
I want to read you talking to Grandma Pitlick. I would read about that.
Hey, Grandma can show up to the game and get a little critical of the officiating, I heard. So anyway, if I can sit next to Grandma Pitlick, I might drive to Sioux Falls.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun. The game's only in a few days, right? 28th.
Thursday.
It'll be fun.
Same day as the Twins opener in Kansas City. So.
Yeah, it is. Well, lots of fun to be had. I'm sure there'll be plenty of us for us to get to next week and on the rest of this week with everybody else. Patrick.
I suppose we can't complain too much about the snow after the winter we've had.
It's not that bad either. It'll be gone in a few days, hopefully.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. All right.
Goodbye. Bye.